ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:15, Tommy Tucker, beautiful fall morning. Temperatures in the mid-60s around the area, going up to the 80s. Then cools off a little bit tomorrow and through the rest of the week and into early next week, as a matter of fact. Glenn Gobo joins us now, editor of Tiger Rag. I'm not sure that Brian Kelly's chair is getting any cooler. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me about Tiger Rag before we run out of time.
Well, Tiger Rag magazine's a daily website and a monthly magazine. Been covering LSU since the late 1970s, not associated with LSU, independent, and that's been noticeable lately, I would say.
Tell me how it's been noticeable.
Well, we've been pretty critical of the football team and Brian Kelly, and particularly after the Vanderbilt game. Todd Horn, our executive editor, has said he should be replaced. I've basically said that too, and it boils down to what he was expected to do here, because he was really hired to win a national championship at a national championship salary before he won the national championship. Mm-hmm. $100 million for 10 years, and he was expected to at least contend for that, and he really hasn't come close to the playoffs in his four seasons here.
I say this not to argue with you, but for explanation, Glenn, tell me why this falls on Brian Kelly, in your opinion.
Well, he's the head coach, for one, and I think that's the main reason. But I also put a lot of blame on Scott Woodward, the athletic director, for hiring him to such a long-term contract. It all falls on the head coach.
Is that a new thing in college football, where maybe if you look at what's happened so far this season, where maybe long-term contract is a thing of the past, especially when you look at the changing the situation in college football with NIL, transfer portal, all that stuff?
It should be a thing of the past. It needs to be, because there's such a financial burden on programs and the boosters and money people to pay for the roster now. You can't also be paying the coach such long-term salary situations, I believe, because you have to pay that NIL roster and get players through the portal every year. It just makes more sense for a shorter term contract, especially with coaches and schools not wanting to stick with a coach for a long time. It ought to be closer to 5-year contracts, I would say.
One thing that kind of surprised me about Brian Kelly is the way he said about the offensive line, when he said, if we had somebody better, we'd be playing them. That kind of goes back on him. It just seemed like an odd thing to say. It would seem as though these are our guys and we're going to coach them up, or we're going to get the physicality that we need out of them, not if we had other guys, we'd be playing them. Did that strike you as odd or not?
Well, I think he's saying that's the best we got right now. I mean, he did.
But that's on him, right?
It is. But he did lose four starters from last year's offensive line that he built, and all four of those guys were drafted. So everyone knew going in that it was going to be a rebuilding year for the offensive line. But I think what that also says is that, Brian Kelly, unlike the three coaches before him at LSU, he's not recruited greatly. Those Saban was a top five class every year. Les Miles and Ed Orgeron tend to be in the top 10, sometimes in the top five. He's not really a top 10 recruiter. He's more top 15, and just hasn't brought in that same kind of talent. And only this year did they bring in a highly ranked portal class. The school's partly to blame for that because they kind of got into the transfer portal late. But he's not recruited like Les Miles and Ed Orgeron. He's not close to those two.
Let's talk about Ed Orgeron, too. They're still paying him. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. And also about the record, the comparative record between Ed Orgeron and Brian Kelly when it comes to ranked opponents, because there's a big discrepancy there. 720, we're talking to Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag. Another question, of course, is if you do get rid of Brian Kelly, who do you bring in? Who pays his salary? I don't think he's going to quit. He's 64 years old. 720, traffic now, WWO. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag, talking about Brian Kelly and LSU and the situation they find themselves in. Brian Kelly's got a different record when it comes to ranked opponents than did Ed Orgeron. Ed Orgeron's still getting paid on his contract. Where's the money going to come from if they decide to part ways with Brian Kelly?
Well, actually, Orgeron's contract finally has been paid off. He had a large buyout, $18 million, that was finished, paid out. That was a kind of a ridiculous buyout for Scott Woodward to have and Coach Orgeron's contract, because Coach O didn't want another job, and even after he won the national championship, there wasn't people trying to hire him, so mm-hmm. He wasn't in that situation. But they're going to be paying off Brian Kelly for a long time. If he doesn't return after this season, it would be a $53 million buyout. So they're really tied to him. I don't know if they're going to want to do that because of financial reasons, because then you got to buy an entire, new staff. And then you also now you got to pay for the next class through the portal. So they're kind of backed into a corner there. I don't think they're going to want to make that move this year.
If not him, who? Who's out there?
Well, there's always coaches out there. I would say Lane Kiffin is a hot name right now, but I don't think LSU's got that far where they actually have any names yet. So I wouldn't know about that. But Scott Woodward, he's got a lot of experience hiring coaches. Unfortunately, his last two hires have not been great. Jimbo Fisher, he is still getting paid from his contract by Scott Woodward. And then Brian Kelly following that. He hasn't really hired a really good coach since he was at Washington in 2013 when he hired Chris Peterson.
So let's talk about LSU-Texas A&M Saturday night. You like the Tigers' chances at all?
Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't bet on this game, but it wouldn't shock me if LSU pulled an upset this week, because they're at home. Texas A&M tends to falter right after they get going. They're coming in number three in the country, but they've never been able to finish. It would be just like the SEC for a flip game like this for LSU to win at home. But, again, I wouldn't bet on it. You keep thinking LSU is going to flip the switch because they have the talent, throughout the roster, particularly the skill positions, but they just haven't been able to do it. So, I don't think they're going to be able to do it against one of the best teams in the country right now.
But that brings us back to offensive line and what's going to change, right?
Yeah, on the offensive line, they have gotten better with the run game, but then they got bad at pass blocking this past week. So that's been kind of the story of the season. They get one thing fixed, and then the next thing messes up. They, uh, you know, the offense has played well in spots, but it doesn't play well when the defense is playing well. They haven't been, they've just been out of sync really all season, even in the games they've won against bad teams like South Carolina and Florida. You know, they scrape by with 20 to 10 wins, and the Ole Miss and the Vanderbilt loss, they played well in spots, but not through the game.
LSU has to win out to get in the playoffs?
They would have a chance with three losses, but you know, if that was a good loss, but I don't think so, man. It's probably gonna they're probably gonna have to win out because you got so many SEC teams log jammed at about one or two losses. So they would probably have to win out, and that looks really difficult with three ranked teams coming up.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate your time, Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Reg. We'll take a break, talk about the AWS outage when we come out, when we come back, rather, at 7:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We all know, I think, by now what happened with Amazon and AWS yesterday, but as Carlos Perez joins us now, Director of Security Intelligence at TrustedSec joins us, I think a lot of people know Amazon from, hey, I want that. You order it and it shows up at your doorstep and they don't realize about AWS. So with that, we welcome in Carlos Perez. How you doing?
Doing good.
Tell me what happened yesterday and then we'll go from there.
Okay, so what happened was that AWS had a small glitch with their DNS service. So DNS is domain name service, which is the way that you put in www.amazon.com, and that turns into an IP address so you can communicate. So it turns whatever name you have registered in a simple manner into the IP address for communications. And IP address is the way that most computers communicate in the internet. That system had a glitch. And that glitch, what caused was a cascading effect in multiple services as it relates to their data centers on the East Coast. Given that many industries out there have set up all of their services on that data center on the East Coast, and have set that data center and its services as dependencies, even if they are in other locations or across the globe, that cascading effect actually costs all of those services to be affected.
So this is kind of like the middleman that translates what you type to get you to where you're going?
Correct. You can think of it as a phone book, where you go into a phone book or your contact list and you have a name, and that name then turns into a phone number that you're able to then reach out to the person.
Is there any indication that anything nefarious?
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happened here, or was it just, as you say, a glitch?
It was just a glitch. So what happened is that a lot of people, when they are setting up In fact, let me bring it back. When we were talking about cloud services, a cloud service is where you're using somebody else's computer to save money. So in other words, Amazon has set up multiple data centers across the U.S. and the globe where you pay them money to use those systems and they administer those systems. In addition to that, they have ancillary services that they provide. So you don't have to manage and set up those services. They just go like, hey, here, use my Dynamo database service. So what happens is that a lot of people rely on that. A lot of businesses and companies rely on those services. And those services use that phone book or that contact list to be able to talk internally across each other. So what happens is that when that specific area failed, all of those other applications that depended on it in the background also failed. But what happens when you have multiple failures and you have a large amount of failures that you cannot manage, then you try to move that over into another data center or somewhere else. But given that that service is so critical and the workload is so large, when you design those failures, those transitions, you're expecting, oh no, I want to transition 50% of my workload. I want to transition 20% of my workload. But never 100%. So they never thought that they would have such a failure in the background of cascading effects where one thing led to another, that then the service trying to bring itself back up just made it worse.
I'm going to try not to injure myself here, Carlos, but was it hardware or software, or do they know?
Software. All of it was the way that you can figure everything out.
Okay, so this was a design flaw that revealed itself?
This was a series of design flaws and bad practices. Many times when we configure all of our different services, we look for single points of failure. So I'm going to spread my workload, in the U.S., between the East Coast and the West Coast. Mm-hmm. What happened is that a lot of these companies, when they set up all of their stuff, they went like, you know what, to save money, I'm just going to keep it inside of the East Coast region, and I'm just going to do all of my load balancing or just all of my redundancy across that region, because I would never expect Amazon to have a full region fail. So it was a series of bad assumptions with bad design.
By the app operator, not AWS?
By both. Oh. In the case of AWS, they never thought that DNS would be such a critical point. And then by the app designers that were designing all of this, they thought, wait, I never think Amazon is going to have this type of large failure, so I'm just going to keep most of my eggs in this same basket.
Okay, let me take a break. I'm going to let my eyes deglaze. We're talking to Carlos Perez, Director of Security Intelligence at TrustedSec, about the AWS outage yesterday, 7:51, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:58, couple of minutes left with Carlos Perez, Director of Security Intelligence at TrustedSec, talking about the AWS outage yesterday. Who primarily was affected, Carlos?
So we have multiple financial organizations, both in Europe and the U.S., that were affected. Among them, for example, Coinbase. We had Slack. We had Snapchat. And we have many others that were also affected that run their services in AWS.
So is this money that was lost forever, or is it just a pause and then business resumes as normal?
It is just a pause and then business resumes, but the money that you were not able to earn during the period with your customers is something that you may incur some losses, as customers may not come back, or there may be issues where you need to refund a customer because of services were not provided.
So what did who learn from this, and how do they prevent it from happening again?
So Amazon learned that their DNS service needs to be improved, as well as their backend services, to be able to handle this type of outage. and to make it more resilient. And customers learn that they need to improve the way that they set up all of their applications and their backends, so they're more resilient and spread that load, not only across multiple Amazon data centers, but also look at other services like the ones provided from Microsoft and Google. Right now, the biggest problems we have is that when it comes to cloud computing and cloud services, we only have three major players that most of the industry uses.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Carlos Perez, Director of Security Intelligence at TrustedSec. Hope that helped you understand what went on and what hopefully will not happen again. Bruce Shenelson joins us as we come back. We'll talk about the Middle East peace agreement and what's going on there, what could derail it. Then we'll talk to Jeff Nowak about the Saints. A lot coming up. Stay with us.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.